Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Well, I am not in the seat that I was intended to be in at this moment, bringing you Armed American Radio's Daily Defense today, but it's all good. I got to tell you, I'm having more fun than I should have. It's been a very strange day. I'm going to go into it. Boy, have I got a story for you. Good heavens, a story for you. But before I do, I'm going to bring Sean's mic live too, but before I do that, something dawned on me earlier, and I was going through some research for you today, and I find this very ironic. I'm sure that you'll probably find it ironic too. In fact, I know you will. But you ever notice how the lefty gun grabbers always lie about background checks, right? We need expanded background checks. Too many people buy guns without getting background checks. 40% of all gun sales are without background checks on this nonsense. I mean, this is the blather that you hear all the time, right? So what numbers do the lefty gun grabbers use when they refer to gun sales? Background check numbers. Huh? That doesn't make much sense, does it? Bloomberg's outfit is out there right now talking about background checks and the FBI's, because what they're doing is they're bashing the firearms industry right now. They're going in a piece going after Remington and Smith & Wesson and a couple of other ones that are veiled. And what they're doing is they're saying, you know, they're working along lines. As I was telling you when I was talking about the news, you know, what is the news and tying all these stories together, and what is it that the left is doing? Why are they doing? Because they want you to believe that the firearms industry is falling apart. That's what they want you to believe. Their overall objective is to get you to stop buying guns because they don't like guns, period. And that's just part of a multi-pronged approach. So they will throw everything negative at you they can. Remington's laying off 100 and some people at their plant in New York because, you know, ever since Trump was elected, gun sales are dropping. I mean, the industry's in terrible trouble. What they're failing to tell you is that gun sales are still at record highs. They're just slowing. And what numbers are they using to give you this information? Background check numbers. Well, wait a minute. I thought background check. Wait, you see here? You see? So just, I thought that was interesting. I know you find the irony and the humor as I do. Sean, can you bring your mic live down there in Dallas, Texas? Notice I said down there in Dallas, Texas. That would be because I am not there right now. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing all right. Hold on a second.
You know, it's interesting when I mentioned Sean about why I'm not in Dallas. What are you doing?
I had to change my chair too.
Oh, okay. That's good. When I said I wasn't in Dallas, guess what flipped across one of the monitors in the screen? A Delta commercial. I kid you not. So, boy, if I got, honest to goodness, I have got a story for you. Sean, where was I supposed to be right now?
Sitting across from me. Matter of fact, your mic and headphones are sitting right here waiting for you.
You know, I got to be, let me put it this way. Sometimes, and I swear to you, you just cannot make this stuff up. I'll spend the next segment and a half talking about this. It is just so freaky. But I will start with this. I had better start paying attention, more attention, to the local news, which is something I don't really do.
Oh, yeah, I'm bad about that, too.
Well, I spend my days going through, and I've got alerts set up on various topics. And I really don't spend, you see, I'm the kind of guy that says, why do you got to watch the weather? Look out the window. Okay? What's the temperature? Walk outside. That's the temperature. I don't need some clown up there telling me, you know, big blobs of red stuff going along. I mean, those guys are just, you know, it's like a thrill for them. Just walk outside. Now, if you want the forecast, I know where I live, they're wrong all the time. In fact, we laugh at it. It's a running joke at AAR Ranch household that they're so consistently wrong. Well, I need to start paying more attention to the actual news because let me just start with this. I had a flight scheduled to Dallas this morning. I was to board a Delta flight at 9:09. At this moment in time, I had hoped on reporting to you my experience traveling with a firearm. Right, Sean?
Yep. That was exactly what we talked about that yesterday.
Well, I had a number of things planned. I'd talked to a number of attorneys. I was geared up and ready to rock and roll. So I have my Glock 17. My big decision last night was what gun am I going to put in my case? I'm going to take the 43 with me or take the 17. Man, I like a big gun. I'm going to Texas, man. Everything's big in Texas. I take no little gun. I take a bigger gun, right? Right now somebody's saying, well, then what do you do with that wimpy 9? It's a bigger 9, okay? More round count. Big in that sense. Gosh, you guys are like my kids. I can hear them now, Sean. I'm telling you. I can hear it through the microphone. So I got my gun ready to roll. I got my bag packed. I've got my ammunition packed, as I always do. Have the hard-sided case locked. Got everything ready to roll, and I have my knife in an outer pouch of the bag ready to take out when they zip-tied my bag so I could just pull the knife out. Thank you very much. Cut the thing, leave it on, and see what happened and be able to report that back to you. And as I mentioned yesterday, there were three ways I could go with that. Well, I never got the chance. I walked into Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. And I got to tell you, I have the secret spot. I know where to park right up front. Nobody else knows how to get there, but I know where to go to get around the barricades to literally park right smack next to the elevators to take you right down. Don't ask me for the secret unless you live in Atlanta. You can send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and if I like your email, I might consider it. So, Sean, I got everything ready to roll. It's 5:30 in the morning. I head to the airport. Get my little secret space right smack up front. Grab my bag. Walk into the airport. And I am absolutely blown away by what I see. It looked like a scene from the old Bowery in New York City. Rows. It looked like rows of homeless people. I'm like, I fly in and out of this place all the time. I've never seen this many homeless people.
That's
people
funny.
Covered in papers. People covered in coats. People covered in suitcases. Dozens and dozens and dozens of people up and down the baggage thing right where the ticketing counters are. As far as your eye can see in both directions, it's a big airport if you've never been there. You look left, you look right, and I'm thinking, what the hell's going on here? And the lines at the ticketing counters, now this is about, by this time, I left around 5:30, 5:40, it's about 6:30 about this time. And the lines are forming. I'm like, this is unbelievable. What in the world is happening? I said to some guy standing next to me over there, I was walking by, I said, well, what's going on in here? And he says to me, and I kid you not, he goes, I've been here for 2 days.
2 days?
Well, I've been here for 2 days. I'm just trying to get home, trying to get to St. Louis, Missouri. He says, I just come out of Heathrow. I've been here 2 days. I can't get home. I said, from what? He goes, the big storms. I said, that was 2 days ago. He said, tell that to Delta. And I thought to myself, this is crazy. Well, of course, I've got a firearm with me, right? I've got to check this bag in, and I'm looking down at these lines. I've never seen anything like this. I was in first class. So I get the sky priority. You blow past the lines. You just go right to the little thing there. Oh, boom, you show me. Boom, you go right up front. Not today, man. Not on this day. They had abandoned all of that simply because it was packed. What I found out in about 20 minutes later was Delta had canceled about 1,200 flights. They canceled about 500 flights on Wednesday at a 5.5-hour ground stop at the airport. And I knew that because terrible weather came rolling through here. So it was a 5-hour ground stop. Well, that 5-hour ground stop had a global impact. I found out, I already knew this, but 70% of Delta's fleet maneuvers through the Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson Airport on any given day. You can look that up and see that number. I found that today myself. Confirmed it. So I'm looking at these lines, and I'm thinking to myself, there ain't no way I'm waiting in this line. I can borrow a gun when I get to Texas. So I made the decision, after pondering for a few moments, I'm just going to take my gun back out to the car. And I felt terrible for you, the listener. I was really looking forward to getting to Dallas and taking care of business, but I looked down, and my flight said, on time, baby, 9:09. I'm good to rock and roll. About now it's pushing 7 o'clock. So I walked back out to my truck, undid my bag. Now, keep in mind, I'm going from packing for checking a bag to carrying the bag on now. So I'm double, triple checking my stuff. Pulled the firearm lockbox out, put it in a safe, secure location in my truck, pulled out my ammunition, zipped up my bag, stepped away and went, ooh, I got a knife in here, because I don't generally do that. And I could tell myself, my own head. Don't be that bonehead. You, of all people, can't be that bonehead. So I go back and pull the knife out and stick that thing put it in the console of my truck. locked it down. Walked back in to the airport. Only a matter of steps because my parking spot is so good. I'll have to tell you about it sometime, maybe, if I like you. Because I don't want to give the information away. So I'm gonna leave it right there. I'm going to leave my story there. I'm walking back into the airport. Now I'm unarmed. I'm not taking my gun to Texas because of what's going on in the airport, of which I knew nothing about because I was not paying attention to local news. And I'm just going to go right straight through TSA pre-check and buzz through as I always do. Or so I thought. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away. It gets really interesting. Because I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up. Certain things are just meant to be and happen for a reason. We'll be back in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense USCCA studios right after these messages.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours. Thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today. And there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I don't know. You know, sometimes I'm a big baseball fan. I've got season tickets, and I look at some. I've got one of the monitors on the Pittsburgh Pirates are playing the Braves, and I'm looking at the top of the ninth. And, I mean, just people in Pittsburgh are wearing winter coats, man. They've got masks on their face. I mean, it's just crazy. I don't know. Funny what you see when you're – because I'm not supposed to be here today. I'm disappointed that I'm here because I was supposed to be talking with you today from the network. But that's okay. We're getting there. Chantel, you bring that mic live again one more time. Where'd I leave off? I was walking back into the airport after dropping off my firearm back at the truck, right, because of the lines were so long and I just didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Being new procedures at Delta, the fact that the line – I mean, I've got a gun in Texas. I'm not going to do this. I felt bad for the listener. I really wanted to go through this process. But I had to get where I was going, and I had to do it in the most – at this point, I had to do it the most efficient way possible. So I make sure – do I have everything out of my bag? I've got my ammunition out of the bag. I've got the firearm out of the bag, right? I mean, I've got to pull that knife out because this bag was packed to ride in the belly of an aircraft. Well, I've got TSA pre-check. You pretty much blow through that. So I move back in, maneuver back into the airport from my secret parking space, which is only steps away. How does he do it? I tell you, but I have to kill you. I get to the TSA pre-check. It's a 40-minute wait at the TSA pre-check, which is normally no more than 7, 8, 9 minutes. The regular security lines are huge, okay? You've got spring break going on. You've got thousands of travelers that are stranded. You've got people coming in and out. It was just an absolute mess. So I get through TSA pre-check, throw my stuff in a bin, and as I'm walking out, go through the little magnetometer, whatever it is, nothing dings and bings. All of a sudden I look, and my bin is being diverted over to the other side. I'm like, oh, God, what did I leave? I'm going to be that person I talk about on the radio every day. Did I leave something? I'm thinking to myself, did I leave something in there? I had considered traveling with two guns. I thought, oh, God, did I leave something in there? It's not possible. I know I got everything out. Is this your bag, sir? Yes, it is. That depends. They went through, pulled a search, nothing.
I bet you needed some.
Well, I had a couple snack bars in there, and I think what it was, the food items, even the girl in the back, a little cup of stuff in there, she said, I think that's because it shows like a liquid or a gel in there. But that's apparently what flagged us, so I zipped my stuff up, and I was ready to go. So I go up to the Delta Lounge, Sky Club. Am I out of here? On time. Mr. Walters, you're fine. You're going to be just fine. Your flight is showing on time. I get to the gate, and after I sat at the Sky Club for a little bit, I get to the gate, and I watch this woman, this beleaguered, I could see the just exhaustion on her face. She had about a three-year-old with her, a little boy. She takes all of her stuff, luggage, she puts it against the wall in front of me, and she holds her little boy by the shoulders, and she says, no, you stay right here. Stay right here. Do not move. I'm going over there to get the rest of our stuff. I want you to stay right here. The moment she turned around, he took off after her. And I said, you know, I wish I had that on video. When she saw that, she stopped and panicked, and I could see that she was at the end of her rope, and she walks back, and she was about ready to yell at her son. I said, I'll watch him. It's okay. I said, but I wish I had that on video for you. That was hilarious. She goes, we have been here for 3 days. All we're trying to do is get to Little Rock. She says, I'm at my wit's end. All I've got to do, now I just got to get to Dallas. I'm just going to rent a car and blanket. And I said, wow. And I said, well, apparently we're okay on this flight. She goes, yeah, okay. Just then, here comes three flight crew members. No pilots, just the staff. They come walking through, and the guy says to the two girls, flight attendants behind him as they're walking on, he goes, let's see if we have a pilot on this flight.
Oh, man.
About 8 minutes later, ladies and gentlemen, I see the board switch from 909 to, 949 or whatever it was. He says, we do not have a crew here yet. We're delaying this flight till 949. Then it moved to 1015. And then in what seemed like This guy just it was as natural as the day is long. He steps over, picks up the little microphone, and taps it. He says, ladies and gentlemen, we do not have pilots for this flight. Unfortunately, this flight has been canceled. Next up at this gate is New York. And just like that, everybody was left on their own. And I thought, okay, well, there you go. You know, you can't get mad. There's nothing you can do about it. So I went and I sat down. I made a couple phone calls. Figured out what I was going to do. How am I going to get to this expo now? This is a real problem because this airport's stuck, and there are thousands of people in this airport that have been there for days longer than me. So I said, well, nothing I can do here. I'm not going to waste my time getting in any of these lines, which I did videotape, by the way. So I went back out to my truck, and I said, everything happens for a reason. I went to open up my firearm case that was out there and realized that I had left my keys to my firearm case on my kitchen counter. Shanto?
Oh, man.
Honest to goodness, the keys to my firearm case, my locked, hard-sided container, of which I am to be the only one that has access to, were on my kitchen counter.
Which means you wouldn't have been able to check it.
Which means had the gate ticket agent asked me to open it after waiting in that horrendous line, if that's the route that I chose, I would have panicked.
Oh,
my God, where are my keys? And that would have been a nightmare. In the condition this airport was in, that would have been horrendous. Normally, it would have been no big deal. I have the super secret parking spot right up front. And I thought, good heavens. Now, imagine if she didn't, and I got to Dallas, and I couldn't get in my firearm case.
Yep.
So, problem that I didn't even know I had averted. And these are things that are beyond your control. I had no idea. That's why I say things happen for a reason. There is a reason. I was unable to bring that gun on the flight today. There was a reason my flight didn't go. Now, I am rebooked on American Airlines. Every flight, and I mean every flight, and I know a couple of their pilots personally that I've ever taken to Dallas from Atlanta, none of them have ever been on time. So I say that I've got a 6:20 a.m. departure, which means I'm up at 2 and out at 3. Just the whole thing's ridiculous. But I will be in Dallas tomorrow. I did miss the opportunity to broadcast with you there today. But we will be broadcasting on Sunday. And that is knock on studio wood desk here, that everything goes as planned. Because I can assure you I am not the only one trying to get out of Atlanta right now. So, Sean, what's the moral of that story?
Don't fly Delta.
The overall picture, here's the irony. You know, like I was talking about the gun grabbers at the opening. I find it interesting that they talk about what's the number? They say 40% of all guns don't have background checks. We don't even know who buys them. People just buy them. Yet they use background check numbers from the FBI, the NICS checks, as a tool to berate you as a gun owner and to go after the industry. So they use the numbers that they claim aren't real when it's convenient for them to do so, right? There were two pilots waiting to hop our flight to get to Dallas so that they could catch another flight out and get the system moving. And I got to thinking, well, why the hell aren't they flying this thing? Clearly, it's because of their hours of service and all. But the irony, none of it was lost on me. So it's been quite the day today. But we will be in Dallas at the Concealed Carry Expo tomorrow and at the network studios for the Sunday Monster Show. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Mark Walters. Oh, boy. As Sean just reminded me, I had so much to talk with you about. I got thrown for a loop today, and I really do apologize for that. I had something entirely different planned than having to bring you the show that we're bringing today. I wasn't intending on telling you that. The story I was intending on telling you was what happened when I got to Dallas with my firearm, with Delta's new policies in place. And I am sorry that I'm not going to be able to do that. Now, mind you, I will be flying Delta again, I'm sure, in the very, very near future. In fact, I know that for a fact. But to let you know, I will not be flying with a firearm on American Airlines tomorrow for that 6:20 a.m. flight. I do have a firearm waiting for me in Dallas, and I'm just going to avoid that hassle altogether with what's happening at that airport and the thing being so backed up and lines and everything else. I'm just going to go skip right over to a baggage, and I have absolutely zero clout on American. I think I'm in like zone 6 or something like that, which means, okay, the rest of you, come on. All right, I'm in the rest of them. So,
cattle call.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's pretty much.
Let me tell you something about a cattle call. You ain't felt a cattle call until you spend 15 hours flying from here to Japan and then from another 4 hours from Japan to Manila. That's hard. That hurts.
You know where I want to fly? I want to fly to Iwo.
Who?
I want to go to Iwo. That's on my. I want to go to Iwo Jima. That's on my bucket list. I would like to go see Mount Suribachi and all that stuff, but that's another
Mount Suribachi
spotter for a Suribachi syrup. Come on. We're talking about hallowed ground over here. Don't be joking around about Iwo Jima, brother. Black robes matter. Sean, you remember Mr. Gottlieb, and God, he's so I love going to spend time with Alan Gottlieb, and that's what I was supposed to be doing this evening, was meeting Gabby Franco and Val Dior, right? SRN's news anchor, Valerie, the Dallas news chick. SRN News, I'm Val Dior in Washington today. I was really looking forward to that. All that got blown out. Whatever. But I'm missing the fact that I'm not able to see and spend that time with Alan Gottlieb today, darn it. But that will make up for that tomorrow. Just another day. Get to see him at the NRA convention. No big deal. But he's got so much information. Black Robes Matter is something that we speak about off air a lot. The new initiative over at Second Amendment Foundation. Every town for gun safety has, as much as I hate to tell you about this stuff, this Every Town for Gun Safety stuff, I really don't
have
much of a choice. Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
What does Every Town for Guns, what does that mean? Who came up with this? You can't write this. What does that mean?
You know, it's actually a completely legitimate question, Sean. It's a play on words. What I've been saying for years is taking the language back, Every Town for Gun Safety. Gun safety, I'd hate to say it's a play on words. It's not a play on words. It's a flat-out, bald-faced lie. There's no such thing safety about it. This is gun-grabbing at its worst, masquerading as some type of safety measure. Well, we're taking the language back and we're winning. And you know, this might be a good example. Again, I ask you, are you on the email list from Every Town for Gun Safety, for Bloomberg's organizations, Moms Demand Action, and the Brady, all of them? You need to be. I'm telling you, you need to be. This ain't the time to be laying down just because we've got gun-friendly in the White House. It's not. We need to really be on top of our game now. Take a listen to what I got. Mark, Judge Gorsuch was confirmed to the Supreme Court today despite real concerns about whether he'll uphold our gun safety laws. So that very first sentence tells you that Gorsuch was a great pick. Great pick. Because the left, the gun grabber, can't stand it. Continuing, here at Every Town, our legal team will be keeping an eye on him. Woo. Oh, no. I bet Gorsuch is, I bet he can't sleep at night. Not Every Town for Gun Safety is keeping an eye on me. Just like we do with courts at every level. Now, the reason I tell you this, the reason I read you this email, is because Black Robes Matter. This is a new initiative at the Second Amendment Foundation. You're going to be hearing me talk a lot more about this in coming days, weeks, months, and in the year ahead. I can promise, and years ahead. I can promise you, as long as God continues to give me a voice, you're going to hear me talking about this stuff. Why? Continuing. That's because the National Rifle Association has been quietly working in the courts to push their radical interpretation of the Second Amendment. Now, I want you to think about what we just had 8 years of. What's his face? Who, you want to talk about Gorsuch being confirmed under nuclear option conditions? That's a bunch of bunk. Harry Reid is the one that pulled that trigger, eliminating the 60-vote threshold for confirmation of all judges' lifetime appointments, knocking it back to a 51 simple majority. Why? So that the left gun grabbers could stack the courts with their ideological. See, this is politicizing the courts. And what are they doing in this email now? Blaming what? The National Rifle Association. As if the National Rifle Association sits in the hearings. Everybody's in their pot. No, this is a lie.
Hold on.
And this is exposing the lie. Go ahead, Sean.
I'm sorry to keep interrupting. Say that
again.
That's okay.
Which part?
So Every Town for Gun Safety is blaming the NRA because was confirmed, correct?
Yeah. Well, what they're saying is that Senate and the Republicans, they're basically saying the Senate Republicans and the House are in the NRA's pocket. The NRA is the demon. Now, keep in mind, the National Rifle Association is you. Millions and millions and millions of Americans. They make no bones about their disdain for the NRA. And when they do that, they make no bones about their disdain for you. Their hatred of you. is palpable. They hate you. And every time they mention the NRA, I want you to substitute NRA for me. They're talking about me. Okay? So let me continue with this. It's fascinating. An interpretation, this is they're pushing their radical interpretation of the Second Amendment, an interpretation that rips apart common sense gun safety laws, some of which have been on our books for centuries. Wherever the NRA is pushing this extremist interpretation, one far outside the judicial mainstream, more extreme than famously conservative Justice Scalia, we're there fighting back. We file briefs. We sue. We win. They don't win. They win an occasional case here and there. But they are losing at every twist and turn. As you know, your gun rights are expanding across the country. We're seeing constitutional carry. States fall like dominoes. That's going to continue over the next several years. What you're witnessing here and what I just read you is sheer, utter desperation from a failed political agenda that is having life breathed into it through Michael Bloomberg's pocketbook. And as long as they have that money breathing life into their organization, and it's not really an organization. It's not. The National Rifle Association is an organization. The Second Amendment Foundation is an organization. The United States Concealed Carry Association is an organization. The Gun Owners of America are an organization filled with members, bona fide members, not just Facebook fans. And little invisible likes. And six women in orange shirts that are very angry, that demand action at a boneheaded meeting, which, by the way, they were so disappointed they lost in Georgia, too, by the way. You should see the picture of the six moms and Florida. Yeah, because campus carry passed here. And by the way, the governor's going to sign that. Trump, 300-plus electoral votes, he's going to sign it. I have watched that mail truck go by the studio window about 9 times in 20 minutes. It's driving me crazy. I mentioned that during a break. Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Like I said, I'm sorry to keep butting in, but you keep saying some interesting things. How many women were at this thing?
The photo that I saw showed six in orange, you know, the orange mom's demand T-shirts or whatever, and they were just downtrodden. They were angry. They were sad. Here's why. Why were they? Because our rights are being expanded. We're now able to restore the right to carry. Now, in Georgia, we're talking about campus carry passing. When we're talking about Florida, stand your ground. Now, this is groundbreaking, earth-shattering stuff in Florida. That's why I've been talking to you about it over the past few weeks, and we'll continue to do so. What's getting ready to happen? See, Iowa, you know where I'm coming from. Stand your ground's moving where you are. And what happens in Florida, where they throw the burden of proof back to the prosecution, truly making you innocent if you have to use a gun to defend your life. And the prosecution, as they should have to do, has to prove your guilt, thereby assuming your innocence as the way of your presumption of innocence. What happens in Florida is going to happen to the rest of you. Back after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
No food or drink in studio. Let me take a sip of this iced coffee. Hold on. I'm serious. That sign's right there on the door. That's how effective signs are, right? No guns allowed. This is the safest radio studio in the country. No food or drink. Okay, all righty. Let me very quickly close up with the Black Robes Matter. The reason I read you part of that email was because was to point out how significant and the judges are and how important it is. The fact is that Black Robes do matter. They know it. Because guess what? They lost what's-his-face, who was stacking the courts without you even knowing it with simple majority votes, because it was Harry Reid that went nuclear in the Senate, not McConnell. Yeah, Harry Reid left it for Supreme Court justice, but the cat was out of the bag. It was a done deal. And now that they're playing politics, the Republicans stepped in and said, done. Gorsuch, you're on the court. And they hate it. That's why that email went out. Why? Because they're scared to death of him. So don't. You know, that's it right there. That's the answer. Black robes matter. If you ever want to know if that's the case, look at how the left and the gun grabbers are quaking in their boots. Because they know black robes matter. That's why they hate Gorsuch. That's why they hate the NRA. And that's why they hate you. On my line, this is fun. You know, this program continues to explode across the country. Daytime show, weekend show, hundreds of radio stations, hundreds of cities around the country, with good reason. You, around the country, demand to hear it. You don't get this stuff anywhere else. This is where you get it, Armed American Radio. And I got an email from someone. It said, from Glenn Martin, he says, I've had several listeners reach out to me about adding your shows to our network. Fairly small, primarily catered to the prepper survival community. I love that, with internet radio. We want you. Can we make it work? Glenn Martin. I got an email from Glenn Martin today saying that we've been added to the network, and he just called in. Glenn, welcome to the show, brother. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Hey, Mark, thank you. I sent you that email and got a reply back. Says, call in right now.
Yeah, I was actually live on the air when I got there. I said, come on, I'd love to be able to introduce you. Tell me quickly, and listeners, about the Prepper Network. Let me say this first. I've got, back at AAR Ranch, I've got a huge closet filled. I mean, I've got my prep stash and have had it for a number of years, go bags, a whole nine yards. I mean, this is a lifestyle that I live because it's critical. It doesn't matter who the president is. It doesn't, you know, tornadoes, storms. I come out of Florida, all right? You've got to be ready and prepared, man. Talk to us about about your radio network.
Absolutely. Well, I started it up about 7 years ago. My son influenced me. He has a network called American Preppers Network and got me involved in it. And I thought, you know, there's all these podcasters out here doing this now, too. I need to gather all of these people up into one spot, which is what I did. It's taken me several years, but we're broadcasting 24/7 now, Prepper Broadcasting. And it's all self-reliance, independence, how-to shows, and it's quite rewarding.
Well, I love the fact that you brought us in because this adds a new dimension. And let me give the website out again. There's so many outlets to follow Armed American Radio. You go to my website. If you don't see a radio station around the country near you, of course you've got apps. You can go there. It's impossible not to hear the radio anymore in various different ways. But on the Prepper Broadcasting Network, and it is PrepperBroadcastingNetwork.com, you can hear this program. Here's why they go so well together.
Not the network. Part of being PrepperBroadcasting.com.
PrepperBroadcasting.com. Thank you for that correction. The reason this goes hand in hand is because you can't be prepped without a firearm to protect what you have and what you love dearly and what you hold dearly. It's a natural fit. So I really do appreciate it, Glenn, and thanks for the call, brother. Again, give us the website one more time.
PrepperBroadcasting.com with a live chat room. Thank you so much, Mark, for having us.
Very quickly, when and what times? Do you have the times? You can tell people where they can pick this show up and the Monster Show?
This show broadcasts the weekday show at 5 o'clock a.m., and we broadcast it again 6 o'clock p.m. That's Pacific time. The Sunday show, it's 6 o'clock p.m. for the 3 hours.
So you've got the full 3 hours on. You can get the show at PrepperBroadcast.com, PrepperBroadcast.com. Hey, Glenn, thanks, man. Appreciate it very much, and thank you for the call-in, brother. And I appreciate you carrying the program. Believe me, it means a lot.
Thank you, Mark. It means a lot to me.
You got it. We'll be talking to you soon. That's Glenn Martin, man. Go check that stuff out. I love it. Talk about a match made in heaven and a perfect fit. It works well, and I really do appreciate how many people want to continue to carry the program. You know, I've got some emails here. See if I get time to get to a couple of these things. Who's that I want? Michael the Port. Yeah, some of this Delta. This is really funny stuff. I got an email here from Michael. He says, Mark, listen to the last couple of weeks of this new Delta policy. Been wondering if Delta is requiring, in capital letters, you leave the terminal building immediately upon receiving your bag? Question mark. So let me stop with just that sentence. Been wondering if Delta is requiring you. Delta can't require you to do anything. Delta does not make law. Delta's just is there to get you there and take your money to get you to go to get you where you want to go. Where you want to go, they can't tell you you have to leave the airport because of what's in your bag. I mean, think about it. He's got a Bible in his bag. He needs to get out. It's no different than your gun. Oh well, they don't have to let a gun on you. They don't have to let a Bible in the bag. Oh, but what kind of backlash would that draw? You see, this is the bigotry we face as gun owners. But no, they don't. They can't. The hell with them. Continuing, not unlike the large box stores do when you purchase a firearm. Today's airports are like mini cities. I personally have been known to go to the bathroom after I pick up my luggage. Is the notified police officer going to stay for 15 or 20 minutes while I'm in the restroom? If you feel like you need a coffee and want to sit down to drink it or have a sandwich or pizza before hitting the road, you will be kicked out on the sidewalk by Delta agents or the police? Will you be arrested? This policy is asinine. Great email. Michael's on top of this. He's thinking about this stuff. Well, wait a minute. If they can zip tie my bag, what else are they going to try? They're going to tell me I have to leave? Look, some people use airports as destinations. Some people shop at airports. But think about it. There's bars, restaurants. People come in early to pick people up. people pick someone up and then stay because traffic's bad, right? They want to sit at the TGI Fridays or whatever it is, and that person has a fire. What is Delta going to tell them? See, this is fascinating stuff. Yeah, stuff that we're going to stay on top of. We really are. I got another email here from Justin. This is a really good one, too. From Justin Jones. He says, hi, Mark. First email, I got I get AAR on podcast because I'm in the Titusville, Florida area, so I'm always at least a day behind. I guess that means because he's not picking it up on a radio station, but now he knows how to do it. I just listened to Thursday's show, and when you mentioned opening your bag when you pick it up at the Delta baggage claim, that gave me an idea. After you politely ask to open it, just remove the hard case your firearm is in, say thank you, and tell them they can zip tie the bag now if they wish. Put your hard case in your carry-on, or just hold it in your hand and be on your way. Probably won't go that smoothly, but maybe worth a try. Good luck. He says, P.S., I've been listening to Armed American Radio for just over a year and wanted to thank you for what you do. It's through you I discovered Massad Ayoub. That's huge. I love that. I recently took his MAG 40 class in Live Oak, Florida. Just awesome. Between that class, you, USCCA, platinum member now, by the way, and Andrew's Law of Self-Defense book, my eyes have been opened wide to the importance of education and training. Keep fighting, brother. Thanks, Justin. Justin, that's a great email, and I appreciate that very much. Thank you for sending that. And education, information, and entertainment for America's responsibly armed citizens. Really, truly amazing to read them. Got another one here, too, from, it says here, and I'm not going to have enough time to get into this one. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hold this one over till Monday because it's referencing my situation that happened to me when I pulled my firearm. And it is something I want to get into with you because it's part of the education and information aspect of what we do here on the program. Very relevant to our discussion over the past few weeks with the attorneys in how you handle certain situations and what can get you in trouble and what might not. This emailer, and his name is Ken. He's in White Bear Lake, Minnesota, asked some great questions, and I want to respond to him when I have the time. So we'll get to that. If not Sunday, we'll do it on the Monday broadcast. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't do it. Never get caught in a gun-free zone.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.